we're trying to start a little public broadcasting movement that sort of rains down gratitude on teachers this Thanksgiving holiday. I think teachers across the country have been feeling kind of beaten up on, a little bit like punching bags, and we want to just take this day to turn that around. Everyone can agree a great teacher is just an extraordinary asset in another person's life, and that we can just take a little bit of time and think about that teacher who meant something to us and say thanks.
With the interviews that StoryCorps has collected over the years, are there any that have sort of stuck with you that have honored a teacher?
Yeah, we broadcast one a couple months ago, which I thought was kind of amazing. It was a brain surgeon who was doing an operation on a man who had a tumor on his voice center of his brain and was barely able to speak. But the wife was just making conversation with the surgeon and said, you know, who is the most important person in your life? And he talked about his middle school science teacher. And then when the patient got off the table and his voice was restored, you know, they everybody kind of cried and hugged each other. And he said, I need you to call that teacher and thank him. And he did. He called his middle school science teacher and said, thank you. And the science teacher said for him, getting that phone call was the same feeling as he had when he had his kids. You know, it was just this moment of just feeling so appreciated and so wonderful. In some ways, that story was partly the inspiration for this National Day of Listening.
I see. We're speaking with Dave Isay. He's the founder of StoryCorps, a national nonprofit that records and archives interviews between loved ones and friends. Dave, along with the National Day of Listening, what other new projects and initiatives are in the pipeline?
We have a new initiative which launched recently called Legacy, which is for families in hospice to give them the chance to participate in StoryCorps. We're going to be launching a military initiative honoring military families at some point before too long. We have StoryCorps is going to have a terrific new book out in February called All There Is, which are some of the great love stories from StoryCorps in time for Valentine's Day. So it's always very busy, very, very busy at StoryCorps. But all of us believe, you know, I think with every cell in our body and the mission of StoryCorps, which is about, you know, encouraging people to listen to each other, recognizing the value in the stories of everyday people, the people around us, our parents, our grandparents, our neighbors, that those stories are as interesting and as important as the kind of celebrity garbage we're fed 24 hours a day. And the fact that, you know, when we listen to each other, we realize that, you know, maybe there's more in common than you might think watching the 24-hour cable news networks. That if we as a country spend a little more time listening to each other and a little less time screaming at each other, we'd be a better and stronger nation. And we're really trying hard to weave that into the fabric of the country.